from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Secretary of State says stop firing those missiles. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said today the best step North Korea could take to signal it's ready for dialogue would be to stop its missile tests.
We're not going to give someone a specific number of days or weeks. This is really about the spirit of these talks, and they can demonstrate they're ready to sit with a spirit of finding a way forward in these talks by no longer conducting these missile tests. So this is not give me 30 days and we're ready to talk. It's not quite that simple.
As to when the economic bite of these sanctions might finally sink in?
In terms of these most recent round of sanctions, I think your point is well taken that when do these actually have a practical bite on their revenues? I think perhaps the more important element of that is just the message that this sends to North Korea of how unacceptable the entire international community finds what they're doing.
VOA asked Korea Society's Stephen Norper about the U.S. reluctance to meet at the table with Pyongyang.
Well, there has been hesitation because the precondition was a commitment to denuclearization. But I think that the pragmatic concerns are such that the advances warrant talk sooner than not. And there have been many proposals across the U.S. public sphere and in scholarly and analytical circles that a freeze is needed or some sort of moratorium, and that's only achieved through negotiation.
In the meantime, the U.S. has cautiously welcomed China's support of new U.N. sanctions against North Korea, but said that it would closely monitor China's compliance with the penalties intended to deprive North Korea of $1 billion a year to fund its nuclear and ballistic missile program.